It's now time for the Suzy Scoop with Amy Eastlack of Suzy Said. Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Suzy Said, gives you the scoop on what's happening in and around town this weekend.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Suzy Scoop. It is September. I can't even believe it. But it kind of feels like it out there. So we've got tons of, you know, this time of year I get a little bit sad about summer ending, but the cool thing is, and what you're going to see this weekend are there a few of these last one of the summer kind of things, and that makes me a little sad, but the cool thing is that, you know what happens then? All these great fall festivals and fall events start out. So we're going to talk about Friday. We'll first start talking about what's some kind of family and kid events. And one of those is coming up on Friday, and it's the Charlottesville Parks and Rec Last Movies in the Park, and that's what I'm talking about. That's kind of a summer thing. So Friday night, 8 o'clock at Forest Hills Park, they're going to be showing Shrek Forever After. I know there are a lot of Shrek fans out there, and this is a pretty funny one, pretty good one. So definitely get that out. The Splash Park will be open, but weather will cancel this. So looks like Friday night it might clear up a little bit. Might not be hot out there, but it will be nice out. So hope that's what we're hoping for. And then it is the last Fridays After 5 of September that I'm aware of right now. It's all they have on the schedule. So might be a great night to head down to Fridays After 5 too. As always, there's so much going on the downtown mall on Friday, on this weekend. So definitely check that out. Another thing happening on Friday, and this is actually a celebration, or I guess it's kind of an honoring that goes on all weekend long, and that is the September 11th, the 9/11 celebration. They're calling it a remembrance and honoring, and that actually all the events start on Friday. And Friday, the first thing that's happening is a golf tournament, and that will happen at Meadow Creek, and that's on Friday morning with an 8 a.m. shotgun start. On Saturday, another event, the Steven Stiller Tower to Tunnels Run, and that takes place at University Hall. And then on Sunday is when most of the events, the actually Remembrance Program, will take part. And this is really a family-friendly, it's really for everyone. I don't need to tell anybody what an important day September 11th was for all of us. And they're going to be doing a program of remembrance at the Intellos Wireless Pavilion on Sunday. And this basically kicks off around 4:30. There will be a planned Pegasus flyover of the downtown mall. Then at 4:45, a parade of honoring will start at 4:45, and that'll start at the Paramount and go down to the pavilion. And then at 5 o'clock, there will be a whole series of events going on, starting at 5 at the pavilion. And that will include guest speaker Admiral James Barnett, who's the chief of the Federal Communications Commission's Public Safety and Homeland Security Bureau. How do you like put that on your business card? He will be the guest speaker. There'll be music from the UVA Glee Club, UVA Black Voices Club, the Virginia Consort and Orchestra, Municipal Band of Charlottesville. Something really cool. Fire Chief Charles Werner will present a piece of steel that was actually from the World Trade Center North Tower, and that will be on display there on Sunday, and then eventually we'll have a permanent home at the new firehouse over on Fontaine. So I think even just saying this right now, I have chills all over my whole body. And the downtown mall will actually be decorated in all its patriotic glory with flags flying, emergency vehicles on display. And this is really the whole point of this weekend, obviously, is to remember the people that, you know, who lost their lives and to remember what happened, but also to honor people, all the first responders in our area, the people that really put their life on the line for us. So it's another way to do that. And then following all of this, there'll be a free viewing of a documentary called Project Rebirth. You can see a video clip from that online. Really, definitely a pretty amazing thing to see. And that will be at the Paramount, and that'll be free and open to the public. So all of these things, well, the golf tournament is a fundraiser. Everything that you need to pay for, the run, you do your fees, this is all fundraisers, so, and then everything else is free. So definitely, that was a lot to tell you about 9/11 celebration. You can get online and look at that. It's on Suzy Said. You can Google 9/11 celebration Charlottesville, and it'll be all over the place for you. So that is all weekend long. So, and I think, you know, I'm definitely planning on bringing my kids, because it's something that my kids were actually, one was not born on 9/11 and one was a baby. And, but it's something that they will continue to learn about. And I think we all need to remember that. So I will be there with my kids. So moving on to maybe a little bit more fun, the Midtown Street Fair. This is the second year they've done this. If you were a part of it last year, it really was so much fun last year. And it's really just a great way to get out and appreciate and celebrate All the great businesses that there are over on in the Midtown area. So that's, you know, West Main Street. There's going to be live music. There'll be local entertainment like salsa dancing, face painting. And they did this last year. They're doing it again this year. There will be a Midtown restaurant barbecue cook-off and then also Waiter Olympics. And I was not there for that. I was out of town, but I know that's going to be fun. So I can't wait to see that. Then there'll also be lots of food vendors and things like that going on there. And that runs from noon to 5, right around 4th and 7th Streets. So that area will be closed. So keep that in mind in your commuting around town. That area will be closed off from noon to 5. But that is on Saturday. And also on Saturdays, talking about family fun, the Child Development Labs at the University of Virginia has an open house every year. This is like the third or fourth year that they're doing it. And basically, it's a chance for you to get into the Child Development Labs and see what they do there, and then also learn about some other great organizations that are child-based in Charlottesville. That includes like Baby Signs with Gillian, the Charlottesville Performing Arts School will be there. But there's also some other really cool things. The Charlottesville Albemarle Rescue Squad will be there doing CPR and first aid demonstrations. Albemarle County Sheriff, fingerprinting. There will be DJs and face painting and games and just all kinds of fun stuff. And that's, I don't, you know, sometimes this is one of those things you might drive by all the time and not even know it's there. So the Child Development Labs are located over at 1023 Millmont Street, so behind Barracks Road. And that runs from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it is free. So again, free entertainment for your kids. I am all about the free entertainment. So definitely check that out. They do some really great stuff over there. And they're actually really internationally known. So that's pretty cool to have that right here in our midst. So we're going to move on now to, you know, definitely things that you can still do with your family, but might not necessarily have that whole, they're not called Family Fun Day and things like that. And one thing that kicks off this weekend that is actually a several week festival is the Charlottesville Chamber Music Festival, and that kicks off at the Paramount Theater on Sunday at 3. Tickets are only $16 and $22. It's the 12th season they've been doing this, and basically they bring in just amazing young musicians and do these concerts. There's two at the Paramount, that's the 11th this weekend and the 22nd, and then over at UVA on September 15th, 18th, and 25th. And it's just such a great way to learn about new music, about chamber music, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. So you can get more information on that at sevillechambermusic.org, because that does run the 11th through the 25th. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention some food and wine, because y'all know that that's a pretty big part of my life too. So there are some great three of the biggest food and wine events going on this weekend, one being a fundraiser. The third annual Keswick Vineyards wine tasting for the Fluvanna SBCA, they call it Wine and Wags. That's happening on Saturday from 1 to 4. Tickets are only $15 in advance and $18 at the door, and they'll get to sample Keswick wines. There'll be food there. There'll be, you know, fun, and there will be dogs and animals there to kind of learn more about the Fluvanna SBCA and the great things that they do there. And they've been doing this for several years. I know the people over at Keswick really well, and they are just great people, and they're always giving back to the community. So this is just one more way to have some fun and do that. And going back to last of the season, Starry Nights at Veritas Vineyards. I've talked about this every month when it happens, because I think it's such an amazing, it's so beautiful. The wine is fabulous. The music is always incredible. And there are so many people there. And I bring my kids sometimes. Often I try not to, but sometimes I do. It's definitely kid friendly. Hoping not for no rain on Saturday. We just looked at the forecast. Looks like it should clear out for us for Saturday. The band that night is King Cadillac. And if you haven't seen these guys before, they are so much fun. They're kind of a 50s rock and roll and rockabilly music. It's just so much fun. They have this amazing energy, and that really makes you get into it. Tickets for Starry Nights are $15 per person, just for the regular admission, $35 if you decide for a table on the lawn, and then $50 for that full table service, which I've never done, but it sure looks amazing when I walk by it. Ticket space for the $15, anybody can do that, but you need to reserve ahead of time if you want one of those big tables. And then, last but not least, I went to this last year, had a blast. Top of the Hops, this is the second year that they've been doing it in Charlottesville, and that's happening on the 10th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Pavilion. So there's tons going on downtown this weekend. And Top of the Hops is over 150 craft beers all there at the Pavilion. And it was unbelievable. And it's not like you drink glass of beer after glass of beer. It's just a sampling of the beer, but there were so they're 2 ounce samplings with your ticket. There's also what they call Brew University Education Tent, and they will be doing beer seminars, food pairings, things like that. And it is we tried so many great new beers, some of our old favorites that we hadn't seen in a while because we've lived in quite a few different places. And I have to say, I enjoy a good beer. So tickets for Top of the Hops are $40 in advance and $45 on the day of the festival. You can get VIP tickets for $75. And I will say, we had VIP tickets last year, and it was really quite cool because you get into this special area, and the food was amazing. Beer Run is a sponsor of this, so I'm guessing they're going to be providing the food again this year. That was great. Star Hill is another sponsor, so there's going to be fun and just great things to taste. I would highly recommend this if you could get someone to be your designated driver. Those tickets are only $15, and it's such a good idea to have that person with you just in case. Or call a cab. That's not a bad idea either. One other thing that I forgot to mention earlier that I just found out about as I was walking out the door this morning. Kathleen Churchyard is an author out of North Carolina, and she does great books for kids in the age range, kind of the tween age range, 10 to 12. And she has a new book out called Bye for Now, and she's going to be doing a reading and signing books at 11 o'clock at the New Dominion Bookshop on the downtown mall. And someone actually sent me an email and said, not only is this just a cool thing because it's always great to meet an author, but this woman is really into helping inspire young people who want to become writers. So if you have a son or a daughter that's interested in writing, it might be a really great opportunity to head down to the New Dominion Bookshop on Saturday. Again, downtown mall, always something happened down there. Because it sounds like she's, from what I got from the email, she's just really into not just talking about her own book, but really trying to inspire young people. So I hope everybody had a great long weekend last week, and we'll get out there and enjoy this great weekend, and I hope to see you out there. Have a great weekend, everyone.